Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a survey, and your participation is important to the success of this research. In the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues, and all your answers are confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and just for a qualification purpose, make sure we're talking to the right person. What is your zip code?
48602.
Okay. Right, now, what is your year of birth?
I'll say my year of birth is 2010.
Just the year, just the year. What was it?
2002.
Okay, 2002. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, thank you. And for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
Okay.
I'm white.
Okay, white. Thank you. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I'm registered.
All right. And all right, as you may know, there will be elections for office like president and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote 50-50 or probably not vote?
Definitely not vote.
Okay.
Will.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2024 general election? Would that be voting in person before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
In person on election day.
On election day, all right. All right, so no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, 5 neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all.
I don't have enough information on that, so I'm going to say 5 neutral.
Neutral. Okay. All right. All right, sir. And, can you please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president and Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you may choose any number.
It'll be a 10.
10. All right. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings about some people. You're using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means they neither feel warm or cold, like a neutral. And 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of people or groups, you can indicate that as well. Okay? The first one will be Donald Trump, from 0 to 10. Okay. Josh Shapiro.
Who?
Josh Shapiro.
I don't know them.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Say probably about a 7.
7. Mark Kelly.
Never heard of him.
Tim Walz.
Don't know.
Joe Biden.
0.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Barack Obama.
Say 5.
5. Okay. And Gretchen Whitmer.
0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, on a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you have been about each of the following. Usually 10 if you have been very worried, 5 somewhat worried, and 0 if you have not been worried at all. Okay, you may use any number. The conflict in Palestine.
8.
Okay. Elections and voter fraud in 2024 elections.
5.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
7.
passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
7.
Inflation and the cost of, you know, and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
10.
10. Okay, voter suppression in the 2024 election that makes it harder for certain people to vote?
8.
Okay, the banning of Black history?
9.
Lack of dependable transportation system?
10.
The crime rate in my community?
10.
Okay, the affordability of housing?
9.
Racial profiling among police?
8.
8. Okay, fighting discrimination and systemic racism?
6.
6. And the protection of Social Security and Medicare, or Medicare?
8.
8. Okay. Okay. All right, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, and for whom would you vote? Would that be the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. All right, sir. As you know, as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official, you know, nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote? Makes you less motivated to vote or much less motivated to vote?
Makes no difference to me.
No different. Okay, no different. All right, sir, compared to last month, are you feeling about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Somewhat less favorable, okay. All right, sir, and do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, sir. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me, to let me know, you know, if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, someone describes her, only describes a bit, or does not describe her at all. Okay, is a political insider. Would that describe her or does not describe her?
I feel like it describes her.
Okay, it describes her. Okay, locked up people that should not have been locked up.
I'm a little lost on how that's her.
So you don't think she did that or describes her or does not describe her?
I don't feel like that describes her at all.
Okay, does not describe her at all. Okay. Early trailblazer in LGBT.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
I you cut out.
Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy. Do you think that describes her somewhat? Describes her a bit? Really does not describe her.
I don't think that describes her because I don't think she really cares about that aspect.
Okay. All right. She is progressed.
You cut out again.
She is progressive?
Progressive. I don't think she's progressive at all.
Okay. Governs with kindness and compassion?
No.
Not at all. Okay. Fights for people of color?
I think she wants people to believe that, but she doesn't actually do that.
Okay, so it describes a bit or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, and represents the black community.
From what I've seen, from what I know, no, I don't think she doesn't.
Okay, not at all, right? Okay, all right, sir. And now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, okay, or makes no difference to you. As a CA Attorney General, Kamala Harris refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it, you know, to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
So she refused to fight to make it federal?
She refused to defend California's Proposition 8, that banned same-sex
marriage. Okay, to ban it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Proposition, I feel like that make it more favorable.
I guess that Proposition A, banned same-sex marriage. And so she fought, she refused to defend California's Proposition A. I guess that makes her.
Yeah, I'd say that makes her a little more favorable.
Somewhat favorable or just or much less, or much more favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, Kamala Harris consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Would that make it more or less, or makes no difference?
Honestly, that makes no difference because the Senate, crap anyways.
Okay. Kamala Harris is literally a child of protest, and activists. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association. Would that make it more or less, or makes no difference?
That really makes no difference.
Okay, Kamala Harris created Open Justice, an online platform that makes abuses of power and deaths of, at the hands of the police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. Would that make it more or less less likely or not different?
A little more favorable.
Somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kamala Harris. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California. She first, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she's the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Would that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less? Much less, or makes no difference?
Honestly, it makes no difference.
Okay. All right, sir. We're almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to ask you whatever I asked you at the beginning again, and we should be done, okay? I really thank you for your time. And again, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
Oh, I'm extremely motivated to vote.
All right, sir. And once again, no matter how quickly you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, and 5 means it's neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all.
Say neutral.
Neutral. All right, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. or another party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interests of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Local news, TikTok, Fox News, CNN, local radio, MSNBC, Twitter, local newspapers, Instagram, Facebook, family and friends, network news like ABC, CBS, and NBC, national newspapers, Snapchat, or other, or none of the above?
TikTok.
TikTok, okay. What else? You can pick three.
I'd say TikTok, family and friends, and other.
Other, okay. All right, cool. All right, so then are you in a group chat for text communications with others? Or if so, how often has the presidential election come up, you know, recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little, or not often at all, or do not use group chats?
Very often.
Very often. All right. All right, so is in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't classify.
So that means you're independent, right? Because you don't go with any of the party.
Yep, I refuse to classify Democrat or Republican.
Okay. All right, so then do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Speaking morally wise,
I lean. Yeah, do you lean towards you know Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Morally wise, I lean towards the Republican Party.
Okay. All right. So, then, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
A bachelor's degree. Okay. All right. So, are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
I'm saying, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right, and last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Your best guess is fine.
$125,000.
Okay, I have 100 to 249. Okay, I'll put that one. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great day, sir. A great
you
evening.
Too.
Bye-bye.